With shortages of the COVID-19 vaccine, people's lives depend on having effective treatments for the virus. Yet the demand for one promising therapy is so low, there's a surplus just sitting in a warehouse in Lansing. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells explains.
Kevin Globke is an assistant manager at a Kroger in Plymouth. And the other week, he goes in early one morning to open up the store.
Went to drink my morning pop, and as soon as I took the drink, I couldn't taste it, and my head just went, oh, great. I'm like, here we go.
Even though Globke is only 41 years old, he's high risk. He had cancer as a kid, and he ended up needing a heart transplant. And there is evidence that the fatality rate for COVID is twice as high for heart transplant recipients.
My heart dropped, and like, you know, my first thinking is, okay, what are we going to do?
What he does is he calls his cardiologist, and his doctor says, you know, you are actually a really good candidate for this treatment called monoclonal antibodies. These are lab-created molecules, and they mimic the way our immune system attacks and neutralizes a virus. We've used them for other diseases before, like cancer, and you get them through an IV. Now, there's early data that these may help people like Kevin Globke, people who are high risk, they have COVID, from getting really sick, from essentially being hospitalized. So Globke goes in, he gets this infusion, and he says within 24 hours, he goes from feverish hallucinations to feeling much better.
And I was just in shock. I'm just like, how good this is working. It's like, why aren't they using it on everyone?
The issue, there's a few issues. So
this is Dr. Matthew Sims. He's the head of infectious disease research at Beaumont Health System. And issue number one, he says, is we still just don't have a lot of proof that monoclonal antibodies actually work for COVID.
There's enough data to say it looks like it works. There's not enough data to say we're really sure of it.
And Sim says at this point in the pandemic, doctors have seen 10 months of hype about promising COVID treatments that actually were not that great.
Papers come out and say, look at this, it works, it's great. You know, hydroxychloroquine, right? We were using it like water in the beginning. And, you know, it may be harmful.
Issue number two. There is a very narrow window of time for this treatment to work. You have to find people like Kevin Globke, people who have COVID and are high risk, but they have not been hospitalized yet.
And bring them in and give them this infusion where you have the ability to deal with if they have an allergic reaction or a serious reaction, et cetera. And that's not simple.
Plus, it's not like hospitals have a bunch of extra space and staff to figure this out right now. But some of them have been desperate.
Our hospitals were full.
This is Marcy Achterhoff. She helps manage the emergency department at Holland Hospital.
Not just our hospital, but all of our surrounding hospitals were full. So we had to act quickly. There was really no, there was no other choice.
This was right around November and December when West Michigan was just getting slammed with COVID. So they were willing to try anything that might keep people out of the hospital. They even gave some patients these antibody infusions in the patient's own homes. And so far, of the more than 120 patients that they have treated, only 7 have had to be hospitalized. 1 has died. And Achterhoff says those are really good stats, given these patients' risk factors.
They're diabetic or obese or have underlying lung conditions or, you know, kidney issues. And it's like, oh, man, you know, hope this patient does great. And they do. They don't come back for an admission to the hospital.
Right now, we are only using about 10% of the monoclonal antibodies that the state has in its stockpile. But the state health department is really hoping that as other providers see the results from places like Holland Hospital, they'll start using this treatment too. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.